Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Fan Morning Show brought to you by Mike Kelly Automotive Group, Route 8 in Butler. We are here in our Bowser Nissan Performance Studio, joined by Pitt basketball coach Kevin Stallings, Ryan Luther from the Pitt basketball team. Good morning, guys. How's everything?
Good morning, Colin. We're awesome.
Yeah, well, we've been up since like 3 in the morning.
So yeah, we're way more awesome than you are then.
All right, you know what it is, though? I look at this schedule. We're less than a month from your season starting. Yeah, it's what it is. We're here. Basketball season about to begin. We were talking about this, Josh and I, just about an hour ago off the air. And I thought the best way to start was this. What are, I don't know, two, three things when people say, Kevin, how are you going to be better this year? What are those bullet points where you say, we're going to be better because we're going to do this?
Well, I would say that we're going to be better because we're deeper. I think we have a lot more depth on this team. I think that this team is going to prove itself to be dependable, and I think they're going to play really, really, really hard and really physically based on what I've seen over the summer and the fall and now through about 9 practices. So those would be the things that I would say that would give me hopes of having a better team.
How difficult was it this season, this offseason? You had to do like 5 years of recruiting in what seems 20 minutes. You had all these scholarships to hand out, all these new faces. Trying to complement one player with another player without seeing them play yet had to have been very difficult for you guys.
Josh, the months of recruiting was, honestly, it was the most difficult professional stretch of time that I've ever dealt with, because it literally was, you said 5 years. It was about 3+ years of recruiting into about 6 months, and it was extremely difficult. But the fascinating thing to me, and I think about this every day, is how well I think we did in that endeavor in putting together guys that are going to really help our team and also really help build the culture of the kind of program that we want to have.
Kevin, how is it different now? Where now you get a lot of new guys coming in, and guys like to hear, "I'm going to play." How is it coaching now with kids wanting instant gratification, and if they don't get the playing time that they want, in some cases right away, they're always looking to transfer?
Well, it's one of those things where kids will start thinking about transferring before you ever get into practice, because if they think or perceive that a kid's ahead of them, that whatever, you have a lot less kids these days that are like this guy sitting to my left here, who is done everything the right way and been in it for the right reasons and maximized it in his own way put the team first and all that kind of stuff. Because kids are raised now. They go, some of them go to 3 or 4 different high schools in search of you know, a better situation. 3 or 4 different AAU teams now. I mean, literally, you'll have guys that have 5, 6, 7, 8 different teams that they've played on before they even get to college. And I played on one team before I got to college. We didn't have AAU ball, but I played on one team. I played for one high school coach. You did what he said, and that's how it went. If you were getting your butt kicked by an upperclassman, you figured out how to get better so you'd get an opportunity to play.
I guess you're not in on LeVar Ball's kids then.
Not so much.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ryan Luther with us as well here on the Fan Morning Show. What did you learn from this guy in 1 year, Ryan?
Nothing.
Definitely a lot. Anytime a new coach comes in, you know, the coach that you weren't recruited by, you always, you know, as you were saying, like transfers, there's always those type of talks. But I was, you know, I knew I wanted to be here. And when I got the new coach and, you know, his basketball mind and what a great guy he is, I knew I was still in the right spot.
Well, I got to ask you this question. Upperclassmen, leadership is important, but now you're like a nanny. I mean, you got responsibilities to all these freshmen, all these young kids. I mean, is it, and this is maybe goes a little against your personality, but are you embracing that?
I don't know if I'm a nanny, but yeah, I've definitely embraced it. We got a lot of new guys, obviously, so I'm really just trying to teach them and, you know, any bit of information or experience I can pass on to speed up their growth. I'm really trying to do.
Oh, Kevin, last year, much was made. You didn't really have a point guard, per se. What's this team going to look like? How many point guards do you have? And stylistically, what kind of a team are we going to see?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. The guys that have been playing the point guard the most in practice are Jonathan Milligan and Marcus Carr. Marcus is probably stood out. He's a very mature freshman, and I think he's the youngest guy on our team age-wise, but he's also one of the most mature from the standpoint of basketball knowledge, how he plays, how he thinks, how he's able to run a team. So he's certainly been a bright spot. Millie has gotten a lot better since last year, too. Those guys have played the position the most. Our team at times could look very small and hopefully skilled. And then there are times where we'll probably look like a standard team with real guys and real big guys and stuff like that. But we may have some positional flexibility because of Ryan and maybe one or two of our other players. Josh, going back to your question that you asked Ryan, he's been unbelievable in terms of he literally is like the best coach that we have, mm-hmm. and including me. He's really provided leadership and example, both through his actions and just his words. But he's really been phenomenal in how he's taken these guys and really helped them develop so far.
Follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Kevin Stallings, Ryan Luther here from Pitt Basketball with us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, the Steelers are going through this, and it's something you kind of just brought up, a locker room and continuity and togetherness and stuff like that. We've talked about this all week with the Steelers, right? You don't want to talk about the games with them at this point. But you talked about it last year, unsolicited, with us when you'd come on a couple times weekly, in that the locker room and kind of that relationship needed to get better. Can that stuff be overblown, or are you a firm believer that that has to work before the on-field or on-court product works?
I think, especially in college, I think it has to work in the locker room for it to work on the court for us. In professional ball, and I've never been a professional coach, so I don't know as much about that, but it might be less important. Those guys are pros. They come in, they do their job. They're so good, and they know what they're doing. Now, in order to really get it to the highest level, I would think that there has to be some chemistry that goes on with that also. But I think one of the big things with us, and you know, Ryan could correct me, but I think he believes this too and thinks this also. But it's amazing how our locker room has already assimilated and how it's come together in such a short period of time. Now, again, as I remind them somewhat frequently, we haven't faced any adversity yet, and I think that's what happens. You don't really know anything about your chemistry until adversity hits, because when guys don't play or they don't get as many shots or they don't have the impact or whatever, and then you lose some games, like, you know, it's happened with the Steelers. That's when you find out where your real chemistry is, because adversity certainly exposes it.
The Steelers are supposed to win the Super Bowl. You guys, maybe expectations may not be that high, but let me ask you this question. Is it going to be tough as a coach to be in a situation, and an upperclassman, to understand we didn't win today, but we made big grounds? We covered a lot of ground. That was almost a win. We didn't win the scoreboard, but, man, look where you were last game to this game, and to keep those kids involved and kind of keep that carrot in front of them. A lot of positive things just happened.
That's my job. He won't really have anything to do with that. I'm the one that has to be the leader of that, because, players can get discouraged if the results aren't there. But I do think that our job, our mission this year is just what you're saying, Josh, is to continue to get better, be a much different team in December than we are in November and January than we are in December. But I also think in doing so, I think that the results will come. And I had a very similar situation. It would be two seasons ago at Vanderbilt, where I had five perimeter freshmen and they played all the minutes. Now, it wasn't quite like this, but and we narrowly missed getting in the NCAA tournament and almost made it to the Final Four of the NIT with nothing but freshmen on the perimeter on my team. And so it can be done. We'll rely heavily on this guy right here. So I hope his back is strong and his shoulders continue to get bigger. But so far, we like what we see.
We spend the hour with Kevin Stallings and Ryan Luther, Pitt Basketball. We take your calls, 412-928-9370. We also take questions from the audience. Coming up next, our live studio audience here in the Bowser Nissan Performance Theater. Let me remind you as well, Pitt men's and women's basketball, they open the 2017-18 season tomorrow night, October 13th, courtside at the Cathedral. That's right on Bigelow Boulevard. Courtside at the Cathedral festivities begin at 8 o'clock. Going to feature player introductions, men's and women's basketball teams, two-ball shooting competition, and slam dunk contest on an outdoor court right on Bigelow. Back with Kevin Stallings and Ryan Luther next here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, we're back to it. We are the Fan Morning Show, live in studio. Kevin Stallings, Ryan Luther, as we talk some Pitt basketball this hour. And don't forget, like I told you, Pitt men's and women's basketball open 2017-18 season tomorrow night, courtside at the Cathedral on Bigelow Boulevard. But I promise we will take some questions, 412-928-9370, also from our live studio audience. We use that microphone now and go out to our live studio audience. What's your name and where are you from?
Morning, Coach. My name is Max Kneiss. I'm from Westchester, PA. So my question is pretty easy. It's about the students. So how important is it for you to get the student body engaged with the team, and how do you hope to improve that this year?
Well, it's extremely important for our student body to be involved, and we certainly have great support from the Oakland Zoo, and we would obviously love to see that grow and be for all games, not sometimes just for the important games, although the Zoo people tend to really be there. But anyway, we're hopeful that, they love watching our team play. They appreciate what we're doing out there on the court. But B, that we can get more people involved and through whether it's interaction or going out and soliciting the support. Our team and I have tried to do some things already this fall, but we're going to do everything we can to generate as much student support as we can get.
Another question from our studio audience. Do we have a microphone? Anybody have one? 412-928-9370 is that number if you'd like to ask. Jim, I know we talked about that, about getting the students back in, and it's ultra important. We were saying that yesterday when we were preparing for this.
Yeah, Zoo's pretty good. I think they do a nice job, and they usually get recognized, I think, nationally as one of the better student sections around. Ryan, I got a question. Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that you lead by example, not through words.
I try to do both. I'd say mostly example, but...
So I was saying, are you one of these guys that, because I know some kids like this, that around us, meaning their parents and older folks, they just, you get nothing. But then all of a sudden when you're with among your peers, the things loosen up a little bit. Might that describe you?
Generally, but I wouldn't say I'm like very much different. I'm kind of just the same. Sometimes I got to open up a little more.
But how is it different when, not that you're like the guy, but
he's tired of old people asking him questions, grilling him like this. Coffee.
One after another, rapid fire, bang.
Well, that's how
bang.
You got to get information. The kids don't tell us anything. I mean,
kids
I asked him last year.
Don't tell
them
anything because they're scared of people like you, grilling them.
Well, we had him on after a game last year, and I asked him how finals went.
How did finals go, Ryan?
Okay, right? Isn't that what we got?
He's the business major, smart man.
No, I forgot what I was going to ask, Colin. You
because you're old.
And I'm the same. And I'm old.
Oh, we come right back with Kevin. You see what I deal with every morning, Coach? But I see what you deal with, too.
Yeah, well, at least Jim got his update in.
Yes, he did, on time at that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.